9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And we're already live, but it's okay. What's up, everybody?
I had to turn you the fuck down. Okay, welcome to 2024.
Welcome, 2024. These past, what? How long ago was our re-recording?
The past 24 days have been a fucking shit show. We're not even in the second month of January.
So, the TikTokers from said talking about tomorrow's November 85th or January 85th. I was like, for real though. Fuck.
Now there's, right, for some of you wondering if you're watching this, we went without the cameras today for a specific reason.
Oh, what reason is that?
I have two reasons. I don't know about you. You still could have put your camera on.
I could have, but fuck. Yeah.
The first reason was my camera broke after like 6 years. I just too lazy to go buy a new one. And the other one, I almost died in a car accident.
Literally almost died.
And my face is all fucking beaten to shit and fucking bruised.
Throw those pictures up or something. Like,
dude, you didn't even get to see the pictures of me in the hospital bed, bro. Nah, I looked like I was dead.
Jesus.
I'm fucking wrapped up in blankets and a neck brace, just fucking blood all over my face and my head.
Yeah. I told my wife about it. I was like, if you would have died, there's no way I would have known. I mean,
no. Because, dude, it was 2:30 in the morning, like my time.
Right. So it went 4 o'clock here. Actually, that was on Sunday.
Let me grab the crash report. Okay. So when State Patrol got there, because this was on the highway, when State Patrol got there, it was, what time? 2:15 in the morning.
Damn.
Yeah, that was when he showed up.
So, like, my wife was like, well, I guess his dad or something could have texted, like, gotten in your phone and gone down the list and see who you talked to. I was like, I guess.
Nope.
I don't even know how that.
Here's the other thing of why no one would have known. My phone was ejected from the truck. And that was, I found it the next day when I went back to go get some of my shit off the highway. It was about 100 yards away from where the truck stopped.
Jesus, that's scary.
And it was buried in the snow.
Damn.
So.
Is your phone fucked up too?
Dude, no. My phone doesn't even have a fucking scratch on it.
Really?
The case was perfectly fine. Screen protector's not a scratch. The camera's not a scratch. It was just, damn, I had to take an air canister and blow out the fucking snow from the charging port, and that was it. It works just fine.
Jesus.
Go get you an iPhone 14 Pro Max.
Hell
survives,
yeah.
Survives a 80-something mile an hour fucking accident where you're flipping through the air several times.
That's scary as fuck. So you said the dude was texting, or the douche was texting and driving, right? Yes.
What happened, because he admitted it to me, I was in uniform because I was going home from work. So I think he saw all my shit on me and goes, oh, fuck. And I think he told me, because then when State Patrol showed up, he told them also, like, all on my camera. And I was like, oh.
You probably knew he was fucked.
Probably.
All right. I guess that takes and drive all the fucking time. Not typically in highways, but. Like, around town and shit.
I don't. I mean, he had plenty of fucking time, dude. Like, you've seen
it. Yeah.
He had plenty of time to just fucking
go over. But I mean, honestly, I'm gonna sound hypocritical, but there's no text that important. It can wait. Like, so I'll try and wait at least at a red light or a stop sign. I mean, sometimes I don't, and I text and drive all the fucking time. But no, just pull over somewhere and send it.
Yeah, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, you were... Ridiculous. And he was like, I had my cruise control set to 80, and I was like, no, you didn't. Because if you were going 80, you would not have caught up to me like that.
Yeah,
especially
no.
When you're over a mile behind me to begin with.
For real. Thinking like about my little Corolla, if I set I set the speed, and then it's got, I guess, a camera on the front that it'll register a car in front of me, so it'll start slowing down if that car slows down, which is nice. And it brakes automatically and everything, so something I like about that, but still.
God damn, I'm trying to download these fucking pictures of the truck so that I can at least show them.
You should.
Can't show the video because that's part of the case right now.
Investigation.
And the trooper got back today, so he was able to watch all the footage that I had to go take to him on the flash drive, so that was fun. Let's see.
Your poor truck, bro. I'm looking at the pictures again.
I know.
God.
Dude,
that's some rough days, like the aftermath that you sent me. You should be fucking dead, like, for real, for real.
I know. Let's see. Now, let me... Screen share. Oh, wait, why am I screen sharing? What the fuck? I don't need to do that. I showed them the stream.
Ew.
I mean, I think I might have to screen share a little. Nope, I won't.
Actually. If you don't have a camera, you can't.
Nope, because I can full screen and show it here. So it's working.
Right.
Picture numero.
I see it. Yeah, it's on there.
Boom.
Jesus.
That this hole in the window, dude, that's what I got pulled out of.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Are you knocked out?
I was fading out of consciousness.
Jesus.
Yeah, I couldn't move, dude. I was fucking pinned in there.
Damn. That's scary as fuck.
There's the door.
Ugh.
Right here where the mouse is, there was a badge, the Hemi badge that's on trucks. I ripped that shit off. I was like, I'll keep it. This is one of the only badges that wasn't mangled up. Like the Rebel badge that was on the tailgate.
Yeah.
Mangled up. I wanted that one so bad.
Damn.
There's that one. Oh, yeah. You can see down here, it ripped off my exhaust pipe. But, yeah, that was all. You can see right here also where he hit me first.
And Jesus.
Oh, that's... But, yeah, that, Yep. So that was...
That sucks.
Yep, so that's... Now the fun part to deal with. Which is... Lovely. Fucking... Like, I'm so mad too, dude. Like, fuck, come on.
I'd be mad as fuck too. You literally just got that shit.
Yeah, back in June. And, like, that took... dude, I worked hard for this truck for 4 years. 4 years. And then when I finally was like, my credit was good enough, I was like, all right, cool. I'm gonna trade in the fucking red truck that I had.
Yep.
And I began looking for this truck. This, like, exact one. Like, the red, black interior, black exterior. Took me 8 months to do that, to actually find it. And I just stumbled across it one day when I was looking at the dealership that my sister bought her truck at. And I found it and went to test drive it, and then I bought it that same fucking day. Damn. I was like, I'm not fucking letting this shit go.
Hell no.
But you saw the box that was in the tailgate? That was the bumper. I'm going to send that back. And like, hey, so I got a new truck. This one was involved in an accident. I never got to pull it over or put it on. Damn. You think I can, like, exchange it?
Hell yeah.
But I was able to secure the fucking grill of the truck. I was in one piece.
Nice.
And then one of the headlights, the housing units for it, was also intact. So I grabbed that too. Because I'm going to do something with those later on. But my license plate, pulled that off. That's above my bed right now with the fucking Hemi badge.
Right.
Yeah, that was just... It sucks, because I worked hard for that shit. Ah, dude. I can't even tell you all the shit that I did fucking lose, too. Like, my work bag, ripped apart. I lost my Narcan. That fucking gone. My tourniquet's gone. Half my medical shit. Like, my med kit was broken.
Damn.
I've lost one of my fucking heavy-duty fucking bandage wraps. So all that's getting resupplied. My fucking vest went flying out onto the highway and sliding, so that can't use that no more.
Well, you want a new vest. There you go.
Yeah, I know. My company...
Get this motherfucker to pay for all that shit.
I told my boss about it, and my boss was like, oh, dude, don't even worry. Like, we'll get you a new one.
Nice.
I was like, fuck yeah.
Shit, make that fucker pay for it that you're shooting. I would.
Alright, dude, he's paying.
Just get all this shit. Hell yeah, exactly. Don't go worry about shit.
He was one of the ones that had to carry me out of the fucking truck, too. Because it was him and someone else that pulled over to help.
At least he didn't just fucking leave you there.
Nah, he couldn't do this. His fucking shit was mangled, too.
Damn.
But yeah, that was funny. The dude that pulled over, he was like, just sit in the passenger seat of my car, dude. I was like, nope, I'm gonna hang out the side. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I don't want to bleed all over your fucking car, bro.
For real.
Like, I'm trying to be nice here.
I wouldn't give a fuck at that point.
I did have to wash my radio, though, because that had blood all over the fucking handheld mic.
Ugh.
Yeah. But I was, my taser got flung from the holster onto the road.
Damn.
Still works. The trooper ended up handing it back to me while I was sitting in the dude's car. And he goes, here you go, I found it on the road. Yeah. I was like, oh, cool. I didn't even know it was missing.
Damn.
Yeah, like my laptop's missing.
Shit.
I went back 2 different days to the crash area and couldn't find it. Found everything else I needed though, but yeah. Now let's wait to see what the attorney can do. And hope I can get a fucking rental car.
True.
Kinda need that shit to get to work.
When the fuck are you going back? I guess next week.
Friday.
Friday?
I only took off till Friday.
Oh, gotcha.
I have no PTO or fucking sick time right now.
I can't
be missing all this fucking money. I still gotta pay my insurance and shit until they tell me I can cancel it. But I mean, I'll get that money back, but it's just...
Just waiting to get that shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Then I gotta go to chiropractor, physical therapy, massage therapy, fucking all this shit. Yeah.
Jesus. That's crazy.
And then, like how in the crash report, there's a little section that says, condition of vehicle, 1, minor, 2, moderate, 3, extreme, vehicle totaled number, 3. It's that's three all around the fucking thing.
Totaled.
But I think the attorney's also going to try and go after the fucking impound lot, too, because they tried to tell me I had to pay $900 to fucking get my belongings out of my truck.
Fuck that.
And like, oh, we thought you didn't have insurance. And I was like, jackass, I told you 20 minutes ago I have full coverage. Like,
exactly. It's dumb as hell.
But you know the best part? So... when the ambulance showed up, they shut down the highway in both directions. And since my truck was up on the guardrail, and all my shit was across fucking both sides, when they shut it down, they're like, do you think you can walk to the stretcher? And I was like, where is it? And he pointed over to it, and I was like, no, that's not happening. I was like, if I stand up right now, I'm dropping to the floor.
And as dumb as hell.
He's like, all right, cool. That's all I needed. So they brought it over to me. I get up on it. Of course, they put me in the neck brace and tie me down. And they put me into the stretcher and they start doing the IVs and stuff before they even leave.
Yeah.
And so they're putting all the fucking EKG stuff on my chest. And then they start moving and I notice that the lights go out. Like, they turned off the fucking lights, and they're trying to go, like, normal to the hospital, and I was like,
fuck.
Yeah, and it was, like, over a 30-minute drive to the hospital. And so I was like, do you think, I was on a ride along with PD. We never got to use our lights once. Can we turn on lights and siren and get there? And the driver, or the medic that was back there with me goes, you know what? We can do that. I'll at least make your time in the ambulance worth it. And I was like, fuck yeah. So I yelled at the driver, fucking lights and sirens come on, and I was like, fuck yeah. He's just fucking blaring the fucking air horn going through the intersection.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucking sick.
Might as well enjoy it while you're on it, shit.
Okay, I'm not fucking paying for it, so.
Hell no. Real.
But I was like, this is my first time in an ambulance. I only took that was the first it only took me 6 years to get into an accident. And my whole almost 24 years of life, the first time I fucking go into an ambulance.
Of course. Damn.
Yeah, and then the hospital wanted to admit me and make me stay if I couldn't walk. And I was like, no. No.
Fuck that.
Because it was at the hospital. I couldn't fucking stand.
Damn.
And I was like, that's not happening. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom, so I'm walking. And I walked. Very painfully and slow. So I was like, I'm not fucking staying here.
Ew.
Fuck that. Got me fucked up.
That part.
But let's also talk about how you can't back up a fucking truck.
Shut the fuck up. It wasn't the truck, first of all. It was the fucking...
Oh, Durango, my bad. Even smaller.
And the Explorer.
It's even smaller.
So, with the Explorer...
Embarrassing.
That was... very embarrassing. That was yesterday or Monday?
Someone doesn't know how to drive.
Whatever it was, so I want to take... Shut the fuck up. I can't back up. I can drive. I can't back up. So I had to drive hour and a half to drop this car off for a sergeant so she could get the cage in her car because it's a newer car. And she pulled it up the opposite direction because there were already two other cars in that driveway in front of our chalet port. And she got all her shit out. She's like, okay, do you want the keys? I was like, yeah. She's like, all right, don't hurt my baby. So I start backing up. And I didn't cut it the right way, and I hit the fucking curb like 5 times. And she's standing out there watching. So I get out of the car. I was like, here, you can back it up. She's like, you're going to have to learn how to do it eventually. I said, fuck that. I won't park in the Sally Port. Hell no.
That's why she's going to make you park the first day you get a car.
Fuck no. If I'm on her shift, probably, but I haven't fucking gone on her shift, but... And then with the Durango... She was cleaning it out, and then I had to go take it to get gas, so I was on the opposite end of that driveway. I was like, what the fuck? And Lieutenant Ever Patrol, he was out there, and this other officer was out there. You're sitting there laughing. I was like, here, you can hear the lieutenant was like, here, I'll back it up for you. He was like, he was being nice. He was trying to tell me, like, all right, keep cutting it, cutting, cutting. He's like, no, stop, you're going to hit us. Fuck. So that was embarrassing as hell. So... but on another note, my life update, I'm now at a local police department. Last time we talked, remember, I was not. Still can't back up my vehicle. Can't back up. But I'm transitioning. I was going to say, show that video. Shut the fuck up. I can back up. I just can't back up in a fucking curve. There's a difference.
No, but you can hit a curb, though.
Can you... hold on.
You got a screen share, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can screen share. Hold on. Hold up. I can use my camera. Use my fucking camera. Hold on. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, God.
Shut the fuck up. You can't see it. Hold
Turn
on.
Turn off your fucking green screen.
Hold on. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, I think I put some effects on this fucking...
Okay. So... That's not gonna... Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So, oh, shit. No, you don't want to look at that.
Clip that. Clip that. Someone clip that and pause it and see what's in that camera.
Let's see if I can... You can't see it.
Now you can
There it is. So it curves back this way to the left, or that way, yeah. To the right. But then I was on the other side. I was in the middle. I was facing the opposite way. When I kept hitting that curb, I was like, fuck this, dude. Like, of course she was out there. The sergeant was out there standing there after she said, oh, don't hurt my baby. Just sitting in this other girl, receptionist. She was out there. I was like, get the fuck inside. Sitting there laughing and shit. I was like, this stays between us. She's like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, the little department probably knows by now.
Yeah, they do. And then the next day, I was like, I asked one of the officers, I was like, hey, did you hear about what happened? I know it was later that day. He was like, oh, with you backing up? He's like, yeah, I heard about that. I was like, I'm sure you're not the only one. Like, fucking great.
Chief, and
I'm
gonna,
we don't have a chief, so.
Oh, yeah, you don't know mine. Lieutenant probably knows for a fact.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows. The training lieutenant, hell yeah. I didn't ask him. I'm sure he knows.
Oh, but, damn, that's embarrassing. Teach this motherfucker how to back up a vehicle.
I was watching a video today at the driving course of the academy, and we don't have to. We back up straight, and you do like a 3-point turn. I can do that, so I'm not really worried about that. It's not in a curve, thank God.
No, he's probably gonna add a curve just for you.
I hope it doesn't. I would fail that shit. There's cones every fucking way. If you hit cones, you get points taken off. I have to parallel park. I don't know how to do that, so I'm gonna learn that.
I think fucking California Highway Patrol for their driving course, I think they only get like 5 or 8 points total before they fail it.
Damn.
It's very little, dude.
So,
like, there's no room for fucking error.
For real. I have to find a clip or something. But so when we start, I think we drive on the 8th week or some shit. Maybe, I don't even know. But they drive you through it. They show you the course. Then you do a practice run. And then I think the next day you're actually tested on it. And if you fail that, they let you take it again on your last day before graduation. I was like, fuck that. That'd be way too much pressure. So hopefully
fail this course again, you ain't graduating.
That Bro, that would suck.
That'd be funny.
So go next week to take my test and run. If I pass that, then I'll start the academy on February 4th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I would graduate March 29th. If I can do this shit.
There you go.
Knock it out. I think we should be getting our house soon. There's lots of things going on.
Where you lots should have a better fucking updates. Setup.
Hell yeah, I will. I'm excited. I gotta get a new desk. Looking to get an L-shaped desk.
Getting an XLR mic with an audio mixer.
Hopefully. I have my own room. I'm gonna put up sound panels.
Put some lighting up in that bitch.
Hell yeah. I'm excited, man. Or soundproof panels, rather. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, the fucking soundproof foam or whatever.
Yeah. I gotta get a new camera eventually.
I'm gonna buy a bunch of those on Amazon for like, I think it's like $50. It gives you like $100.
Yeah.
Or so.
They're pretty cheap. Pretty cheap. I wanna get a bigger light.
Get you a ring light.
I had them before. I bought one of those, I don't know, they're called, they're like the photography looking lights. Not the umbrella light. Like the box light or whatever.
Oh.
I want that shit.
Jesus.
That'd be nice, but they're expensive.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was telling one of my buddies the other day. I think we can all agree on this. If you ever get into an accident so bad that they have to call in a helicopter to come get you, just let me die. You know how much a fucking helicopter fucking shit
expensive
is?
Expensive as fuck.
It's like $8,000.
Jesus.
Like $8,000 of my life.
For real, for real.
See you in the afterlife.
That part.
Insurance ain't paying all that.
Hell no.
That bill starts really the not. Second they push that fucking button. To turn shit on.
For real.
Dude, I can only imagine what the fucking fixed wing planes are. To fly Jesus. Across the states to go get you?
Oh, right.
Hell fucking no. Actually, I'm actually kind of curious now. Let's look that up.
Do what?
Fixed wing ambulance.
What's up? Okay, I'll get her in a second.
Okay.
I'm about to have to go get my child.
Jesus fucking Christ. Mm-hmm. Oh! It can cost up to $55,000.
Jesus. That's ridiculous.
Ah, damn, hell no. I'm good. Definitely fucking kill me at that point.
For real.
Give me a pillow treatment. What the hell do you mean you about have to go get your child?
Fuck my child is screaming and not coming down all this shit.
I can hear him.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay, let me give you some parenting advice. You ready?
Don't have kids?
Not that.
Not too late. Too late for that.
How old is your kid?
I'm a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
A little late for abortion.
Damn. All right, I gotta go. If you wanna wrap this up, have at it. I'll text you in a minute.
I was gonna say, just fucking smack the kid.
Damn.
It's a short fucking episode today. So. Make sure y'all go buy some merch and follow us on all the platforms. And yeah.